Here. It's Friday, July 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. In-person sales are dead, says this report. The latest occupier sentiment and the UK's heat wave impact on the cloud. This is the Business of Tech. Showpad, a sales enablement platform, released a report that says in-person sales are dead, quoting from Tech Republic. 86% of buyers now prefer to be sold virtually without face-to-face meetings. The trend is poised to increase rapidly in the near future. The report assures that 92% of millennial and Gen Z buyers prefer virtual selling. The State of Selling survey found that 8 out of 10 buyers already use or are open to new technologies. According to Showpad, more than half of all buyers want to see the physical products before buying them. Of these, only 34% prefer an in-person demo. Top industries that need to see the product before purchase are technology, 64%, manufacturing and engineering, 60%, construction, 57%, and insurance, 50%. There's a metaverse angle here, too. 86% of buyers prefer virtual, metaverse, and social media purchases. Not only are new channels now fully operational, but they are replacing traditional sales channels. Quote, even amongst those who are responsible for more than $12 million in purchases a year for their business, 69% say there is now no need for the traditional face-to-face meeting with a sales representative, Showpad stated in their report. Why do we care? They had to throw the metaverse in, didn't they? Don't be distracted there. What's more important is digital sales. There are two parts to the reasons to care. Are you doing this yourself? And are you helping your customers? This is the digital imperative from yesterday in data form. Digital is the way of the future, and too many providers in this space are not embracing it. Do so at your peril. CBRE Group, a commercial real estate company, released their Spring 2022 Occupier Sentiment Survey. Five key takeaways. Organizations worldwide anticipate greater in-person office attendance in 2022. However, the pace of returning varies widely. Executives and managers must lead by example. In-person office attendance in America and EMEA remains relatively low. Most companies now broadly accept hybrid work, but its adoption differs by geography and organizational needs. In Europe and the US, most employers support hybrid work. Employers still see the value in bringing people together in the office. Companies expect employees to spend half their time in the office. Real estate decision makers are making more long-term commitments as hybrid work strategies become clearer. Many companies expect to maintain their current portfolio size, acknowledging that the greater adoption of hybrid work will impact their real estate footprint. As companies adopt new working patterns, building owners are increasingly becoming active partners with their tenants and creating places and experience that enable workers to be productive, healthy, and engaged at the office. This from Commercial Integrator. Why do we care? This is one of those customer views I find helpful. When I hear occupier sentiment, I think of customer sentiment. I'm not sure I agree with all of these statements as predictions, but I won't disagree that they feel that way now. It's the final one to take note of. Building themselves will be changing, and that's the opportunity and the challenge. That historic heat wave in the UK? It knocked out Google Cloud and Oracle Cloud after cooling systems failed in their data centers. To prevent permanent damage to hardware components and thus create a prolonged outage, both Google and Oracle shut down equipment, leading to outages in their cloud services. Both companies report that they do not expect any further impact as they work to bring cooling systems back online. Why do we care? There's a second-order effect I didn't immediately consider. Heatwave in the UK shuts down their cloud. And it's second-order effects that are what to consider. Anticipating them is a valuable skill. Stay cool out there. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market. one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Hammock Day. What a wonderful day for a Friday. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend diving into IT security as a tax. I'll be back again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.